Classic Hits, good morning, how are you? It's Trina, it is Something for the Weekend. We're joined on the line by Sarah Brereton, who is a nutritional therapist. Morning, Sarah, how's it going?
Hi, Trina, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm great. Listen to me, there's a lot of people who are changing their diets in the last year or the last couple of years, and especially, I suppose, younger people and teenagers, and some families just don't know what to be feeding them. And we're talking in particular about this kind of vegan diet or the plant-based diet. First of all, is there a difference between a vegan diet and a plant-based diet?
Yeah, there can be lots of differences. I suppose when somebody's following a plant-based diet, they're getting most of their foods will be coming from plant foods, you know, no animal sources. So fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, your legumes and lentils. Those people may have meat a couple of times a week if they're plant-based, or they may just have some eggs or dairy. Whereas when somebody's vegan, it would be a lot stricter. They would eliminate all meat, all dairy, and maybe animal products such as, you know, leather, wool, those kind of items. And it's much more stricter in that sense. But yes, you're definitely right. Year on year, there's a bigger trend of people changing to more of a plant-based diet. And recent evidence from Onboard Bia was actually showing us 8% of the Irish population now are vegetarian and 4% of the population are vegan. So this is a growing trend that we definitely are seeing.
Now, I did not know that they were different. I've already learned something, Sarah. How do you feel then as a nutritionist? Because, I mean, our whole lives we were kind of taught about this food pyramid and how you're supposed to have meat and fish and all these dairy, all these different things. How do you feel about that now? Has the research kind of changed on that?
Yeah, I suppose protein would be the main element that we need to be, you know, that people are getting enough to, that they're making this choice to follow a more plant-based or vegan diet for health, for ethical reasons, for animal welfare, for the environment. Lots of really good, you know, reasons to follow it. But I suppose health has to be at the top of our list and the top of our agenda, particularly at the moment, and our immune system too. So it's all fine to make sure we're removing foods and read our labels and see if it has dairy or, you know, different elements that we need to eliminate. But it's so important, Trina, to make sure we're really adding in those extra nutrients we're missing. So, you know, there have been lots of studies that reducing more saturated and red meats can reduce inflammation in the body in different conditions. But we really do need to get, there's a few particular nutrients that can be missing. And sometimes people are not aware of this when they make that decision. So I just say, do your research, look into what nutrients are mainly contained in those foods you're eliminating, because that's so important. This can leave gaps in your overall nutrient profile. Things like your vitamin B12. Lots of people who start out on a plant-based or vegan diet will be aware that that's the one that's really difficult to get enough from vegetable sources. So your foods like your meat, your fish, your milk, your eggs, they will contain them. And fortified foods will have some, but it can be very difficult to get enough in there every day. And that helps make your red blood cells and gives energy. So straight off, if you don't have enough, you can feel very, very low in your energy and maybe cause people to go for the processed foods that are advertised as having everything, but they're not giving you energy. Your vitamin D3, which is really important at the moment, everybody seems to know, anyone who didn't know about it knows about it now. So that's an issue for everybody in Ireland with the lack of sunshine and different factors. So your oily fish, again, your egg yolks, your meat, and some fortified milks will have it, but it's very hard to get enough in there. And iodine, that's actually one that it gets forgotten about, or people don't know as much about it. So again, in your fish, your dairy, eggs, and seaweed, so that would be a plant source. And that controls your metabolism, how you get your energy from your food. And actually, I looked up a study quite recently done in Germany in the Journal of Clinical Epidemiology and Metabolism. And that one was showing that people following a vegan diet had only 8% of the iodine they needed. And people who were eating both, you know, meat, dairy and plants were getting 25% of that. So just different nutrients that really can be missing that are so important for our health.
Can it be hard to find in supermarkets what you need? Because, I mean, you mentioned about seaweed there. I've never seen seaweed in a supermarket before.
Yeah, maybe in the specialised category. Again, it's just for people to maybe read up and be aware of these so you don't take on a diet like this on a whim. But lots of people are going meat-free a couple of days a week, you know, more flexitarian. But the Clean Marine V-Good we've developed with this in mind, and it's really one of the few supplements that's on the market that contains plant-based omega-3, because omega-3 is hugely important for so many aspects in our body, for brain health, for heart, for joints. And that has omega-3 coming from algae, which is a vegan source, and also lots of other multivitamin and multinutrients in there that are tailored for people starting out and following that plant-based diet.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, your baseline, that's a really good mixture. And then people can kind of look up different recipes. Families can get involved, you know, rather than everybody eating different foods. You could make a really nutritious stew or, you know, lentils, add lentils into your soups that maybe everyone else is just a regular vegetable soup, and add more lentils and kidney beans. So we can all have a meal or two a week to encourage everybody to eat a little bit less red meat also.
Yeah. I think as well, years ago, parents were probably a little bit dismissive of a teenager who would come home and say they wanted to be vegetarian. Now it's moved on to the next step. It's vegan now. So I guess it's, you know, about going along with it. You don't have to, I mean, if you're going to start forcing the teenagers to have burgers or whatever meat happens to be in the house, they're just going to hate it, aren't they? And they're going to want to rebel and they'll end up eating nothing decent. So are there any kind of meals off the top of your head that could work maybe for the whole family that they would enjoy?
Yeah, like those types of curry dishes, you know, and a lot of families are struggling with everybody to get enough greens in there. So really try and include one new, you know, fruit or vegetable in the shopping basket every week. I try say that to you know, everybody. We're all like little sheep. We go to the supermarket and buy the same things or get them delivered now every week. So have something new. But the soups and stews at this time of the year are nice and warming, and you can definitely hide lots of things in there for other children that are a bit more picky. Your B vitamins are so important as well. Things like your folate. And that one is particularly important for teenagers, adolescents, as they're growing, when they hit that growth spurt, those B vitamins are hugely important. And lots of, you know, younger people are eating more bland or more beige foods. So the greens are really important, adding them into stir fries and soups and your stews. So those kind of hearty meals, making maybe more of the bean burgers. And they're very tasty. Do you know, when you add your bit of salads with them as well, and your maybe your sweet potato chips. So yeah, it's just about really researching it. And as you said, support the teenagers through it. They've made this choice, but maybe with a little bit of extra help and guidance and that insurance that, you know, the Clean Marine V-Good can be taken by all the family. I get asked that quite often. So it's a one a day. And for immunity, you've got your vitamin D, you've got your zinc, you've selenium, you've B12, you've lots of B vitamins, and they're all hugely important for our nervous system, immune system, and it's just a really good one, you know, for the whole family extra.
Well, you know you're covered at least, you know that you've got all the things that you need. And Clean Marine actually were really good last week. They sent me a beautiful basket and it had all the ingredients in it to make a vegan curry, and I would be one now. I'd be going, oh, there's no way I'd enjoy that. Just wouldn't be into that. And we made it. That evening we said we're going to make it now. We have all the stuff there. Oh my God, it was gorgeous. Like, it really changed my mind. It was beautiful. It was, there was like spinach and chickpea. Oh, it was beautiful. Really lovely. And do you know what? I'll stick the recipe up on our social media. So if you'd like to maybe do that yourself, I'd really recommend it. And my husband, by the way, is such a meat eater. And I said, I wonder how he's going to get on with this one. And he's since said, do you know what? We should maybe do that a couple of times a week. Have something that's meat free, you know, because it was lovely.
Yeah. And actually, we just truly did a little bit of analysis, an in-house analysis on that particular recipe, on the recipe card that you have there. And just looking at it, it would be quite a popular dish that people would have as a go-to. And the outset, it is a really healthy diet. But just for people doing a diet like this on a long-term basis, there are lots of nutrients within there that we're not getting a high enough level. So I suppose just as a nutritional therapist, that's the key. While it is delicious and it's got really good ingredients, that was just the elements that were missing. It wasn't enough omega-3, there wasn't enough vitamin B12, there wasn't enough zinc, vitamin D, selenium, iodine. There wasn't enough of those nutrients. Mm. But looking at it and tasting it, it's delicious. It's perceived to be so healthy. So just my point is for people to be really aware, to have variety in their diet and be aware of those key nutrients we mentioned, vitamin B12, your vitamin D3, your iodine, zinc, omega-3, that those ones particularly, it's important maybe to supplement with those just to bring your levels up while you're cooking lots of different recipes, you know, and finding your feet for the variety of different nutrients that could be missing that you will gain from your King Green Bee Goat.
If you start looking as white as a ghost, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Well, you know, we need to be watching out for these warning signs, you know, and those B vitamins, we can't store them in the body. So whatever, you know, you might think I've had loads of broccoli, I've had loads of kale, I've had all my greens, my whole grain breads, and that's brilliant. But generally, when our body's under stress, we need about 50% more B vitamins, you know, and then they're water soluble. So whatever you haven't used today, your body will get rid of in the urine. So good news, but you have to start all over again tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's a constant balance to keep everything in sync in our body, you know. So yes, definitely people having that paler look and lower energy, maybe, you know, breaking out in little spots, having cold or flu-y symptoms. These can be ways of our bodies feeling the cold and our body telling us that we're struggling a little bit. It's like our car, maybe if it makes a funny noise or a light comes on and we run to the garage. So we really do need to watch what we're feeding ourselves. It's so important.
Okay. And is there a website or anything where we can get all the details on what we need in our diet and in terms of what supplements are the best ones for us?
Yeah, we'll have information on our website, cleanmarine.ie. There's lots of blogs, articles, information and links to different products as well. So anybody can contact there. If they've any questions, it will filter down to me and I can reply to them directly also.
Oh, Sarah, you're going to be raging you said that now. Everyone's going to be emailing you. Thanks so much for all the info today. And if anybody is thinking about maybe a plant-based diet or a vegan diet, which are different things, which I didn't really know, you can check out that website. And thanks so much to Clean Marine for the lovely food and the supplements they sent me as well. And hopefully we'll have it on again, Sarah.
Thanks, Trina. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.